Hello, young friends. Thank you for joining us in our series, God Knows the Whole Enchilada. These devotionals are taken from Psalms 139. This is Sister Hope McCarty, and my daughter, Christy Colley, is our technical producer. We are on week 10, and this week's focus is He Repays on Your Behalf. Our verses for meditation are found in Psalms 139, verses 19 and 20. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. From these scriptures, we can imagine that David is quite upset with his enemies and wants God to give them what he thinks they deserve. Can you relate to his mindset? We want to remind you right away that God has commanded all of us to love one another, even those who have done wrong to us. Extremely hard, we know. We don't mean that you should be unwise and not set up appropriate boundaries, as you cannot live healthy lives without proper limits. But we are not to revenge for their misdeeds done to us. For example, maybe you should not decide that you need to beat them up. God said for us to leave payback to Him. And God is not like man. He knows how to administer discipline, rebuke, and punishment adequately. But He also knows better than we do when to show compassion and give grace. You see, God knows us all intimately. He knows our deepest hurts, our thoughts, our inadequacies, our motives, and He also knows that about our enemies. You have to learn to trust God to handle the difficult people in your lives. You must look to Him for guidance and direction as to the appropriate steps to be taken in relating to them. Think about it. Can you relate to David's sentiments with someone in your life right now? What exactly are you feeling at this moment? Have you taken the time to talk truthfully to God in prayer about what you are sensing? Have you sought wise counsel from your parents, a pastor, a Christian counselor, or a godly friend? Have you considered what boundaries you need to set up at this time in your particular circumstance? Praying for you, and do please personalize as I pray. Father, sometimes these wonderful young people can have bad thoughts against those who have hurt them. There are also those who may say evil things about our young people and use their names thoughtlessly. It is especially at these times, O Lord, when we need you and we ask you to place a hedge of protection around each student and comfort each child in your mighty arms, letting them know that you will repay on their behalf in your time and in your own way. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. And something we want you to remember this year from Believing God by Beth Moore: God is who He says He is. He can do what He says He can do. You are who He says you are. You can do all things through Christ. God's Word is alive and active in you. Thank you. And from Christy and Sister Hope, until next week.